We've qualified for the World Cup. Go and compete. Hello and welcome to Season 2, Episode 10 of This Is Football, brought to you from our good friends in Tesco's Express as normal. Trev, how are you?
Very well, how are you?
We're flying solo. We've now Scott again. Scott's busy, so I don't know what he is. He's warming up the bench again, is he?
Well, it's warm today because the weather's great, so he's probably standing beside the seat because it's too warm, in the shade with a cap because he doesn't get burnt.
Yeah.
But he's not running around the pitch anyway. No, I think we've listened. We put out a secret poll. Scott doesn't know this, even though he's our social media guy. And we asked, will we go back to the dream team or bring Scott back in? So, Scott, good luck. See you later.
We've no guest this week, so we're just going solo. We're just going to go through some results of last week. A quick chat. And we go from there, Trev, yeah?
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Right, so let's go to last week's results. Our under-11C had a home win versus River Valley. Our under-9C had a home win versus Stillmullen. Our under-11F had a draw away to Balbriggan. Our under-13s had a 5-1 defeat away to Skerries. Our under-9s had a win away to Clonee. Our under-8B had a very close win at home to Drogheda. Our under-12A drew 2-2 away to Glebe. Our under-12C lost 4-2 at home to Woodbine. Our under-14B won 8-1 at home to Maynooth. And that was all the fixtures I had in for Saturday.
Right, that hasn't really helped me because I was looking at something else there. Right, so for Sunday then we had,
we started off our under-18's A.
Under 18.
Well, just do this part of me only.
No, you're grand. You're grand.
You'll be a poll going out about.
No, but there's a reason why I've done that. But you'll hear now in a minute. Right. Okay. So Sunday under 18A. Now remember last week I didn't know I was getting my home and away mixed up. So lads, this could be anywhere, but the result should be right. Under 18A won 1-0 away. Am I right there?
Yep.
Against Maynooth. Under 13P. That's ourselves. We'll talk about that in a sec. So we were in the semi-final SFEI trophy against Park Villa. Unfortunately, we lost 3-1.
It's not a trophy, you know.
See? Well, what was it?
It's a cup.
All right. Cup. Jesus, a cup trophy. It's still a... Anyway, we lost
3-1. We didn't win it, so it's not
there. We'll talk about that in a minute for a little bit. Under 11 girls, a loss at home to Maynooth. Under 11C had a draw against Rathote. Doesn't say whether it was at home. It looks like it was away. Under 17B won 3-2 away to St. Paul's and Artane. Under 9C lost at home to Ashbourne. The seniors, certainly coming back to that one, the seniors were playing away to TEK and they had a 2-1 loss there, but we will not be letting that one go past without a comment. Under 14P won 3-2 at home versus Skerries. Under 11D won away to Colchester. Under 13B lost away to Clonee. I won't put the scoreline in, but they came out second in that. Under 10 girls lost at home to McKelvey Celtic. And then we have our under 10 B won at home versus Rathote. Under 10 lost at home to St. Edith's.
Under 10D,
apologies. Under 16 P lost 5-1 to Maynooth in the SFEI semi-final.
Yeah, no keeper they had.
Under 19s lost 7-2 at home to Kingswood at home. That's a bit of a blow on that one. And they're all the results for Sunday. So let's go back to our own one first. In the cup. Is it cup or trophy? In the SFEI.
The SFEI semi, regional semi final.
So we played Park Villa, who we lost to in the final last year. Lads were up for it. And how did you think it went?
It was a game of two halves. We were 2-0 down at half time. Probably lucky to be only 2-0 down at half time. Lads seemed to be very, very nervous. In my opinion, got them in at half time, had a chat with them. Basically told them, right, Park Villa have everything to lose now. We were playing the semi final, not playing a football match. Forget about the semi final. Just get out and play. There's only one way you can win a game of football is by playing football.
Yeah.
So we went out and had a go with them. Told them the next goal was vital. 2-0 is a dangerous score. Went out, got the next one, vitally important, 2-1, pushed and pushed and pushed. And went for it really at the end, went one at the back, and we got caught in injury time.
Yeah.
3-1, which was similar, very similar to the final last year. We were one down in injury time, and we actually lost 3-0. Yeah. We got caught twice in injury time. But credit to Park Villa, they played football. I don't mind losing to a team who plays football. They did play football. They tried to play the right way. And I wish them all the best in the final. A better team won on the day.
Yeah,
I
kind of said the same to them. I went, oh, I said, look, you know, obviously we were disappointed to lose, but go and win it now is what I'd like to see. So, all the best to Park Villa in the final if they're listening to this, because we do know that other clubs do listen to this, and we found that out over the weekend. Do you want to discuss?
Yeah, go back to the Tech game. Fair play to the Tech. Is it Tech, do you say?
Tech, yeah.
Yeah, fair play to all them boys who listen to the podcast. I hope they're hitting subscribe and like. So fair play to them, I believe. They're big listeners. And lads, if you want to sponsor the podcast, we're open to sponsorship. We'd really, really, really take our money off you.
Yeah, there's two in particular, because we got a lovely screen grab from their Twitter or X page. Someone called, I don't know the username, but Billy and Alvaro. Thanks a million, lads. It's great to know that you are listening, because you did put up something on your own
feed great.
To say, you know, about the podcast. We take all comments about the podcast as positive, and that's the way we... And look...
Do you know what we should do?
Go on.
We'll keep a look at the results. Hopefully, them boys can avoid relegation.
Yeah, well, looking at the table now...
We hope they avoid... Now, listen to the podcast. We hope they avoid relegation.
No, we would, anyone that supports the podcast, we'd always want to do well. So, currently, they're 10th in the league.
Henry's the 10th?
Out of 14. Ooh. I think... No, they won't... No, they're all right with regards to relegation. So
that's great news. Well done, boys.
But if they have two games left, if they win those two, they may finish top half. So, lads, best of luck. And I know you should be listening out. If you want to reach out for any sponsorship or any shout-outs, Billy or Alvaro, you know, well, you've got your shout-out, but you want to come on and maybe have a chat with us and let us know how your season went.
Yeah.
It seems like their season was definitely made up last Sunday. So if you want to talk about that game or any other game, just let us know.
Yeah, brilliant stuff.
So that's it, really. So we're looking at, as you say, we've no guests this week, so we're just looking at, obviously the Premiership is coming close to an end now, but there's a certain game that's on tomorrow morning that you might have an interest in, and we all do, but you certainly do.
Oh, yes.
Celtic and Rangers.
Yes, I'll be over there. Celtic and Rangers. No, it's an air. Bring me own two boys, the first Old Firm game, so... I'm hoping and praying it goes our way. It's a title decider if we win it. If we don't win it, or it's going to go to the war.
So looking at that then, they're looking at the league. So it is obviously Celtic 84 points, Rangers 81. So I mean, Rangers, it's a must win for Rangers, which can go for you or against you. I see the goal difference is positive in Celtic's favour by 5. So you don't want to be losing 6-0, let's just say that.
No, but if you lose 2-0, that's a 4-goal swing.
How many games are left?
Going to be 2 after tomorrow.
Right, so it definitely is all to play for. Well, look, do you know what? Obviously you want to win, but avoid defeat.
No, we want to go in. I'm hoping it suits us, because I think they'll come out and attack us, which will open them up at the back, and that's where they're vulnerable. But it's listening, Old Firm, we can go anyway. Yeah. The form is out the window. We have a big advantage. No Rangers fans are there. They took advantage of that the last time. We were 2-0 up. Crowd got behind them, they got it back to 2-2. We went 3-2 up, and then we conceded again 3-3. So, listen, I'm just hoping it's going to be our day. It's a massive, massive game. Massive.
Yeah.
Hasn't been like this in years. I'm going to be quite nervous watching that one.
Yeah, I'll watch it here as well. So, hopefully, they get the result. And at the same time, obviously, then, not that I'll be watching this, but City are playing Fulham in Craven Cottage at 12:30. So, I mean, I'd be keeping an eye on the scores coming in, because we'll see, because obviously it's between City and Arsenal. I think we'll have to. So City are playing Fulham away. Arsenal are playing United on Sunday in Old Trafford. So look,
you just don't know what you're going to get out of United.
No, and that's the positive in a way, because we know the negatives, and like, you know, any United fan will tell you they haven't been up to scratch. I'm not, that's stating the obvious, but it really is something that they do not have any pressure on them whatsoever. They don't have any defenders either. no, because they're currently all injured. I'm not slagging them. You know, Casemiro, like, you know, he's a good player, but he's not going to cut it at centre half with Johnny Evans, who has been a brilliant player. So let's see how that goes. I mean, with regards to the bottom then, obviously Sheffield United are gone officially. I think Burnley look like they might be joining, but then there's only 2 points behind them and Luton. So it really is a case of Luton, Burnley, or Forest are gone. They're actually gone. Looking at it there, really, they're really gone. There's two games left.
Who have Liverpool got the weekend?
Liverpool.
It must be Monday night, are they?
How do I not know?
Aston Villa.
Villa on Monday night, yeah. Look, again, Villa lost last night in the conference. So we don't know. That could go for them against them. The pressure's off. Or did they just, kind of like what most teams would do, is, you know, your season kind of finished there. It certainly will hurt them. So it's in Villa Park. It really is a nothing game. Liverpool have assured third place, which is really kind of what I was looking at after the league was gone. So that's done. So we can kind of watch it and enjoy it, because there's no pressure on either team. Obviously, you want them to win, but it really doesn't matter. But we'll see how it goes. But looking at the seniors, so the seniors are playing Friday the 10th. Of May at home against who are they playing? St. Paul's. Now the league, they're playing at home St. Paul's, but the league is very interesting. So you have, it literally is going down to the wire for the league to be won. So currently you have MP. Now MP went away to Hartstown Hunstown on Wednesday night. And as it stands, as it stood at the time, MP were 2 points behind Hartstown Hunstown, and MP beat them in Hartstown 2-1, which is really throwing the cat among the pigeons, as they say, because now they're 1 point ahead, with one goal difference better off as well. So you have MP on 51 points, you have Hartstown on 50, and you've got St. Paul's who are going to Dunboyne on Friday, and they're on 50. So really is tight. The last two games that Dunboyne have are Friday night at home against St. Paul's, who are top of the league, and next Wednesday against MP, who are currently top of the league. So it's Dunboyne definitely have a role to play in where that title goes. But looking at, we're going to have Jay and Mark on at the end of the season, which will hopefully be in the next week or so. But looking at the performance of the lads, you know, they've finished comfortably in the top five, potentially could get fourth, and that's some turnaround with regards to, you know, where they were last year. Obviously last year was just a blip. He's brought in a few fresh faces and a bit of experience, and some lads are getting a run in the team, and it's shown, you know, because they're getting the results comfortably in the league. It's a pity that they didn't make promotion, but looking at it then, you kind of say, well, they have to be. If they build on it next year, they would be looking to go up and maybe going and winning it. I don't know, but let's just see what happens. So best of luck to the lads.
Great season
for the last. Yeah, great season. It's not over yet. Hopefully, you can get the 6 points and see where that leaves them and see where that leaves the league. You know, so that's kind of where we have kind of to wrap up. As I said,
we missed two fixtures. Sorry, we missed two results.
Go on.
Those midweek games as well are under 18A drew 1-1 at home to Maynooth on Wednesday, and are under 17B won 6-1 away to Maynooth. So, okay. Well done to them as well.
Brilliant, yeah. Short and sweet this week. We will be back. Probably not Scott. Have the others got a game next week?
Who?
The Saturday team, the seniors. Is there a bench to be warmed?
I don't know. The fixtures will be out on. Our social medias, and also best of luck to all the kids in the cup final this weekend. Yeah. There's definitely Dunboyne teams in there.
There's a couple of Dunboyne teams. We have
11 girls are in the cup final. I know that, and under 16 Premier are in the cup final.
Yeah,
apologies if I miss anybody else.
No, that's it. Would be great to see them kind of. Well, it's great to get to a final. Full stop.
So it'll be on our social media, so get out and support the boys and girls.
We have it here. So Saturday the 11th, the under 11 MGL girls are in the O'Neill's Cup final against Colestor Donnacarney, kickoff at 12:30. And on Sunday the 12th is our under 16s in the NDSL Ken McKay Cup final against Donnacarney at 12:15. So they're both out on the, where are they out? On
AUL.
AUL. So
please get out and support them. Yeah. Please, please, please. This is their World Cup.
And look, the weather's to be great. So get out early and support the guys, and they'd really appreciate it. It could make all the difference, you know.
Yeah, this really is their World Cup final. It's great for the kids, great achievement to get into the cup final. So well done all coaches and all players, and we wish us all the best. And I think we'll wrap it up on that, Trev. We should have a guest next week. We might even bring Scott back in next week, see how his splinters are from the bench.
Yeah.
And we'll take it from there.
Hi, everyone. This is Tony Cotty, and I listen to This Is Football.